Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like the living forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. It's incredible how he used the hardest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, November 13, 2019. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. Yep, we're back. We're still here. Even though we'd all rather be somewhere else at the bank, spending money, buying new cars, looking at new houses, and it's still coming. So, bunch of news to go over with so far, but Ray, did we send anything out?
No, no updates went out to the masses.
Okay. All right. So let's see what we can do. I haven't even said anything yet, and I'm getting texts.
Gee, I wonder why.
Oh. Okay. Man. Really? Okay.
Now, I did post some things in the chat room for the chat room folks, but I didn't send anything out to the national membership.
So what is it that the chat room folks know that nobody else knows? Then? What is that about?
Let me see. A post I made in there this morning, and based on what I cannot say, I can unequivocally, without hesitation or mental reservation, say this. The RV is real. That was pretty much
okay. You'll go
and
with that.
My RV. Excited is exciteder.
All right. All right, guys, so a bunch of articles out today. We are still waiting to see what comes out of today's meeting, to tell you the truth. There's a bunch of agreements that have been made over in Iraq to try and calm the demonstrators. Hasn't all worked. They're still demonstrating right now, today. So they're tired of hearing things, and they want to actually see something happen, and it hasn't happened yet. So what I'm looking at, yesterday, CBI released a statement about the 2020 budget on how the 2020 year will be full of grace and fulfillment for all citizens. They talked about the new budget. It had add-ons to the laws and stands for all Iraqi citizens and will be unlike any other previous budget. That's on their TV. That's what they're telling them. That it's happening, it's about to happen, you're going to enjoy life. So they thought they would see something today. That was on yesterday's TV. So today, Marty's on TV, and he's about to announce a new cabinet reshuffle. It will be the first time the cabinet members do not belong to any blocks at all. So USA troops are still on guard in the green zone now. At several key locations, including the CBI, Kurdistan is saying that there were very productive meetings with the UN on Article 140, even though Kurdistan refused to make any changes to 140, said it was in their constitution and they're not going to change it. But they said they hope Baghdad can soon come to terms with demonstrators. No curfews presently. But all roads to the green zone main areas are blocked off, and the U.S. troops again are guarding the CBI and other important places in the green zone. So he says, no word or news about why troops are in the green zone, but we've seen them for the last 2 days. So that's what my guys over in Iraq. All right. So things are looking good. They were waiting for the UN. You guys know on Sunday, demonstrators, or Monday, demonstrators gave them 48 hours to meet their demands, or they threatened to start burning everything, embassies, houses, everything. Today, their 48 hours is up. That's why the UN went in this morning, trying to say they're working on a deal. So far, it's looking good. Again, everybody was on TV yesterday, shaking hands, smiling, said they had come to some agreement. The banks had their people on alert yesterday. They were not at the bank, were not at the exchange centers, but they were at the banks. That is Monday and Tuesday. They did put them on a 30-minute alert, which simply means once called, they had 30 minutes to get into the exchange center and be in position to go. So they could be no further out than 30 minutes. They've been excited over the whole weekend about it. Managing's been going in. We did get the updated rates. They released the rates. They released some more information that you guys don't want to hear. But I'm going to let Ray tell you, cause, you know, so he can be the bearer of bad news. But there's always a way around it. We'll talk about it. I give you the best strategy in the world to defeat it. Well, not defeat it, but to take advantage of it. If I were you, I'm going to tell you what I would do. And believe me, you will triple your money if you do what I tell you to do. But it's up to you, for each and every one of you. There were exchanges done last night. Yes, there were. There were exchanges done on Monday night. Yes, there were. And I thought, since some of our guys were actually getting the SKRs, that that would be the way they were doing the exchanges. But we've since found out this morning they actually exchanged people for cash. So, yes, I would love to be one of those people too, just like you. It was not Wells Fargo, but it was another of the banks that are on our 70 list, a few of them. But I think the third time they were actually bringing people in doing exchanges for cash is what we've been told. Let me think, what else? Okay. So Ray can give you guys the bad news, and then I'll tell you how to fix it. Unless you want me to just tell him. But no.
I'm assuming you're referencing the cap limits.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, yes, the newest info was the cap on the contract rates, and that was $10 million on dinar and $10 million on dong. The only new rates that we received were on the rupiah. At $1.86, a little bit higher than what it was supposed to be, according to our reports. All the other currencies are still the same. Low end, 47 cents on dong, 3.91 on dinar. What did I miss?
No, the contract rate.
Yeah, well, all the Zim stuff is still the same. I mean, we didn't get anything new, did we? I don't remember any of it being new.
Nope, it wasn't new.
Right, so the only new thing were the cap limits and the rupiah rate.
Okay, so the cap limits, it was 10 million dinar, 10 million dong for the contract rate. Now, this is one of the major banks ready to go yesterday, said the rate to come back up. They couldn't see them for the last week and a half. They got them back yesterday, came back up with these new caps of $10 million each. $10 million on the dinar at $28.50 is what he said. Mm-hmm. He said $10 million on the dong at $8. But the cap was $10 million at his bank. Now, this is an exchanger at one of the big five banks. That's what he's saying. So, our guys who actually did cash exchanges over the weekend and yesterday said that theirs was different. The rate for the dong, I mean, it was $28.50 for the dinar. The rate for the dong was 47 cents. But you could get up to $2 depending on how much dong you have and how much you were willing to leave at the bank over a period of time, the rate could go up to $2. which isn't bad. The $8 for the dong is, I mean, for $10 million, you take it, and then you see what you can do with the rest. So, here's my thought. I'll tell you that right now. If I go to the bank where it's 47 cents and, you know, up to $2, depending on how much you would have, I got a million. I got a million dong. Let's just start right there. I got a million dong. I'm immediately going to tell them, hey, for a million dong, get my 47 cents. I'm going to get $470,000. Or you're telling me, I could tell you, hey, at $2 per dong, I'll leave 75% there. That means I get $2 million, leave $1.5 million there, and walk out with $500,000. What just happened? Because I agreed to the $2, I got four times as much money as I would have gotten. I walked out with still the same amount, $4,750, that I would have with the 75%, I mean, 47 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And by leaving the 75%, I'm now getting paid interest and monthly payments on $1.5 million. Now, duh, of course, I'll take the $2 and I'll leave you 75%. That's our deal. I get the same cash, not more, than I was going to get at 47%. And now I got three times more sitting at the bank for a period. Yeah, 47 cents for a period of time. Let's do 10 million. Same way. I got 10 million down. I can take 47 cents. Or I can take $2. I can take $4.7 million. Or I can get $20 million, let them keep $15 million, and still walk away with $5 million and be getting paid interest and everything else on $15 million. So who's not going to take the $2? I don't understand. $28.50, same way, get as much as you can get. Now, if I'm going to take $2 on all of it, or I'm going to go with the larger bank, and they're telling me my cap is $8 at $10 million, then how much is the rest? It's negotiable. On what? Same terms. How much we going to do? How much we going to leave? How long we going to leave it?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's be thinking ahead, guys. All right? All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay, let's see. We'll get to the questions. I thought I had it up already. I did. Here it is. Pink Shell. All right, we already got your question answered. No, wait a minute. No, we didn't. Sandman, we already answered your question. Pink Shell says, I am assuming that the bombing in Israel will have no effect on the RV. Would I be correct in that assumption, but pray for Israel anyway?
Let me see. What is that thing about a saying?
You and me?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, but in this case.
A mule named Francis?
Look, in this case, yes, you'd be right. It had nothing to do with the RV. Nothing at all. All right, what's next?
Let's see. Oh, well, you know what? Let me go back to Sandman's question. Does Tony still feel that his Tuesday 80% for the RV is delayed to another time?
You know, they didn't. Today is Wednesday, so they didn't do it yesterday, which was which the banks were high on yesterday and last night. And I know you guys got the same thing because I got texts and everything else about being on the list to get the 800 numbers. It's supposed to be out by 1 p.m. Pacific time. It's supposed to be out by 6 o'clock and on, and yet here we are. The meeting wasn't even scheduled until today, so I don't know how. Excuse me.
Bless you.
The 800 numbers were supposed to come out yesterday, so I didn't really pay it any attention. And we don't know what is going on with today's meetings in any way. So, as I said, if it came out tonight, because their 48 hours is up, it would be great. But if not, if it's not there Tuesday morning, I look for Friday evening. So that's what I'm looking for.
All right. B-Town says, can we put a checking or savings account in a trust for protection of liquid funds to use for personal use? You can, but the only way that you can use it for personal use is to draw it out as salary. So any part that you receive as salary to you, you can use for personal use. Anything else that goes into a trust or other entity, you can't use it for personal use because it's no longer yours.
So let me ask you a question. So do you put the checking account in the trust, or does the trust just get your own checking account?
Yeah, the trust has its own checking account, just like a person would.
That's right. So how do you put a checking account in a trust?
Well, if you are the grantor...
You don't. The trust just gets its own.
Well, yes, but the grantor will empty his personal checking account, giving that money to the trust. And then the trust would in turn create a checking account to house that money. So that's one way you could, quote, put a checking account into trust. If it's your personal one now, it's not really the checking account, but it's the money that's in it, the balance of what's in it being moved.
That's right. That's what I was trying to establish. You're just putting money into the trust checking account. You're not actually moving a checking account into a trust. Okay. All right. What's next?
Yeah. Thanks for that articulation.
Yeah. Okay.
Jim and KC says, rumor is the rupiah is now 186 instead of 108. Yep. Okay. We already addressed it as a new rate we're being told. Larry One says, Tony said the window should be at the end of the month. How is this different from the other times we were close and it didn't happen? Would appreciate your opinion.
Nothing is different when they open every window. It's just the next opportunity that they see something happen if it all goes perfect. But it doesn't all go perfect. It hasn't gone perfect. Something has always happened. Right now, the only difference here than any other time is those people out there in the street rioting, burning, looting, doing whatever they're doing and saying they're not going to stop until something happens. I don't believe, like the people in Iraq believe, that they could sustain another month of rioting or 3 months of rioting without something going severely wrong, without the government being overthrown, without all this turning into chaos, which we hear Sadar, you know, pronounced this morning, we're not going to let Iraq turn into Syria. But he's saying we're not going to let the U.S. come over here and tell us what to do either, get involved now, but we're not going to become Syria. Well, you're going to become Syria and everywhere else, Lebanon, Hong Kong, and everywhere else that's rioting in the streets now trying to overthrow their government unless they fix it and fix it fast. So that's why I think this time we will see something. That's why they're making announcements that they're making on TV to the people and telling them this budget will be like no other, and they're going to benefit from it like no other. So now they have to implement it, and they're not going to wait months for them to implement it. Okay, what's next?
Let's see. Sunstar says, number one, it's snowing in Minnesota. Any hot news from your committee or Iraqi contacts? Okay, we shared that in the opening statements. Number two, do you know what the in-country rates on the cards are for the people in Iraq?
I have not asked about in-country rates since our last time. So I don't see any change.
Okay.
He hasn't told us about any change. All right.
Pie in the Sky says, could CIA lady or either of you explain the 10-day TNT pay it forward day? Somewhere along the line, I missed those details. You want to, or you want to let her do it?
Oh, Yeah, I want to see if she can do it first. Then if she can't do it, I'll do it. But let's give her that opportunity.
All right. We'll save that for the CIA lady.
Yep.
A.K.A. Blank Nip. Roger Dan. Roger Dan says, has the... as a guy we've been talking about in liquid, made liquid.
He has not. He was told that he would be yesterday. And he has not. He was told that he will be any minute. They had a meeting yesterday, and they told him it could happen at any minute, and everybody's waiting for it. And that he didn't have to come back in anything. His account was just going to be automatically updated. So everybody's sitting around waiting to see when any minute is. And, I mean, it can. We don't know what's going to happen today, what they're going to announce, what the UN is going to finalize over there with them just to get the people to stop. So we'll see. All right, next.
Buffy Dinar wants to know, can husband and wife do $10 million each on the contract rate cap?
I don't think so, because as they're trying to spread around, make sure everybody can get enough, but nothing beats a failure but a try. I'm going to try everything and see what we get away with, see what they say. They may say, hey, I don't care. I mean, that guy sitting there, he's just getting paid. He may do it, so... You know, well, he may would have done it, but now that they're listening on our calls, he may not do it. But anyway, try it anyway. All right, what's next?
All right, California Sugar says, you just mentioned it in your introduction, but did not elaborate. Can you explain the strategy to triple our money?
I thought I elaborated. I mean, I put it right out there. I told you exactly how to do it. Matter of fact, step by step. I don't understand. When we talk to some live people, if I didn't explain it right, I'll do it again. But I did explain it. Maybe she just wrote that too fast.
Yeah.
What you wonder?
If you remember, it was the $2 versus the 47 cents. And that's where it was elaborated. Detailer says, I've heard that the NewsM has been released. When do you think it will be available for us here in the USA?
It was released yesterday, and I don't think we're going to get it here in the USA unless you plan on traveling over there. And they're just putting the notes out on the street over there yesterday and today. So I don't know how long it takes for it to travel all around. I have no idea. But it is on the streets today. Good.
And, you know, guys, before you all get excited about any other currencies that we're already discussing, you need to make sure you address the numbers. Every currency that's available or exchanging isn't a hot deal for us. So you want to crunch the numbers and see, well, what is it currently and where is it going to even identify with that's something to be interested in. So I'm hearing members that are just getting excited about other currencies and wanting to, let me get some of this, let me get some of that. Make sure you're crunching the numbers and making sure that it's worth it to do it and a better deal than what's already out here, because you know, we could give you several other currencies if you just want something to buy. But if it's not a better deal than the main ones we're talking about, why would you waste the opportunity to have a substantial gain just so you can say that you have 8 or 9 currencies under your belt? I'd rather say, well, I had 3 currencies under my belt and came out with $30 million. You had 15 currencies under your belt and you just did hit $1 million. That's from not crunching the numbers and making sure financially that it is a good move to move on those particular currencies. Just food for thought for some of you that are currency addicted. nowadays. All right, we'll talk to some live individuals. First caller, 951 area code.
Good afternoon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, good morning.
Good afternoon, sir.
Question for you. Tony, you had mentioned, they were supposed to vote, the parliament was supposed to vote on Sunday. The HCL and some of these other referendums, did they vote on Sunday, or was that a push back till today to do that, just for clarification?
It was supposed to be Sunday, and then they said they were going to do it on Monday. They had a meeting on it, HCL 140. They said it was passed. If they did hear it, they said they came to an agreement. We still don't know what the agreement is. We don't know when it goes to effect. Then they met on 140 yesterday with Bazani and Kurdistan. Kurdistan refused to make any changes to 140 because they said the Constitution says that's how it's supposed to be. Everybody already agreed on it. They weren't going to let people take advantage of the current situation. So there were no changes there. Baghdad is meeting today in hopes of finalizing everything with the UN there, acting as mediator and trying to come to some final conclusion because the demonstrators gave them until today to figure it out.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. And I appreciate that updated information. And make it very clear about the $2.47, the differential of the 75%. So, I mean, I understood exactly what you were saying, but I appreciate the information, and you guys have a great day. I'll let the next caller come on in then, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye. 865.
Hi, Tony, and
welcome.
Hi, Ray.
Hi there.
Good morning.
Got a few questions for you. And to pie in the sky, oh, the pressure. If you were wanting me to talk about the pay it forward or wait until my closing comments, I'll leave that to you. But I do like the avatar that is used by Pie in the Sky, that very cute picture of the cats. But in 30 seconds or less, the Pay It Forward project that I always remind folks on is just the opportunity for us as the TNT family to really do what's in our hearts in terms of paying it forward and doing good deeds however you wish. Ray's always told us the ways of the utopian ways for doing it, but it's also a means of just acknowledging services that are rendered and that we may tip at a little bit higher rate or whatever. So it's up to each of us as individuals in terms of what we want to do, but trying to bring kind of the spotlight, as it were, to the TNT folks, not to us as individuals. Is that sufficient enough, Ray? Tony?
Yes. It's all about paying it forward, giving, sharing as TNT, as a group. And I said I was going to take the top 100, which we haven't figured out really yet, and try and put a special group together with the top 100 TNT members who pay it forward on that day, whichever way. And I've been sending you guys, actually, that's why I sent you the guy giving out the computers, guy giving out shoes like we did, just different ideas of what people are already doing, paying it forward in that way. It doesn't necessarily have to be a $1,000 tip to a server. It could be something meaningful to a whole community. I don't know. Or a school like they did, a college campus. But it's up to you guys to come out with it. But that's the day, and whatever we do, you stamp it TNT. It'd be super fantastic. So we know it's our group letting everybody know that we appreciate what we were given in this opportunity, and we in fact are going to pay it forward that one day together. But I hope everybody continues paying it forward forever. But anyway, that's what that day is about. Yes, you did a great job.
Thank you, sir. But now to my questions, if I may. I'd like to start off slightly different here and posing the question first off to Ray, and then I'll come back to you, Tony, on a couple of them. Ray, in your opening monologue or commentary, you were reminding folks that what you had posted on the chat room was that the RV is real, and then you kind of, based on what you had heard or whatever at a later point, has enough time passed through that you can tell us even more on what you meant and why?
No, Tony already did.
Well,
in his opening statement.
Well, I want to be sure that you, you know, sometimes you say that you don't get enough questions posed to you, so I wanted to pose some questions.
Oh, did I ever say that?
Well, we pick it up now and then. So I just want to be sure. Okay. I've put you on the spot enough? Okay.
Cool. Yeah, but Tony, everything that I was not saying in chat, Tony said it in his opening statements.
All right.
Right down
just
to the
to be
cash
sure.
payout.
Just want to be sure. Okay, the demonstrators. Tony, kind of segueing over, you referenced a couple of times that 48-hour deadline issued by the demonstrators. Did they actually put a specific thing like, you know, there's a clock and that we're looking at that it has to be done, their time frame is by midnight Iraqi time so that we can take the 8 hours away from it on Eastern knowing that by 4 o'clock if they haven't done it, they have missed the deadline, or is it just kind of a little bit squishy on that time-wise?
You mean like at midnight we're going to start blowing stuff up and it's 11:59 right now?
Well, we've got 2 hours and 20 minutes before it gets to midnight, you know, Iraqi time. So it's like, you know, being the clock watcher that I am.
I don't think there was a tick-tock. You know, we got 30 minutes or 30 seconds. It's just 48 hours. So Wednesday was supposed to be the day. So
okay.
We're just waiting to see what happened in the meeting today and what kind of announcements they make.
Okay.
So we'll see.
This is one of the first calls, Tony, where you hadn't really singled out what Texas was or was not doing with respect to their banking personnel. What is the status with respect to
Texas? They are at the banks. They are not at the exchange centers. They were not at the exchange center yesterday. They were completely off on Monday. Wow. I can say that the other banks were just the opposite. So one bank was actually doing exchanges, like I tell you. The other bank had skeleton crews. And when I say one bank, I mean a tier one bank versus a tier two bank. So they were the only two. And I'll tell you guys, the tier two bank was actually doing doing live exchanges, is what we're being told. So they and the other bank had their people on 30-minute alert, where Texas wasn't on alert at all. They still go home, take Monday off. They worked at the bank yesterday, and they're working at the bank today. But they could put them on 30-minute alert instantly. And the fact that they now know we are sincerely following Texas, they could be holding them off to the last minute. So I have to play that game with them. But it's okay. The other banks are moving forward. They're getting their memos, and they can move right up to the last minute, and then Texas could go simply because they know we're watching them.
And the last question posed to you, Tony, you had alluded to the fact that you were aware of exchanges having been done on Monday and Tuesday, and on both times you said Monday night, Tuesday night. Any special thing in terms of this was nighttime or not?
No, that doesn't mean anything.
So it's just Monday and
Tuesday.
That's
when I got to talk to him.
Okay.
Well, yeah. So
just wanted to be sure
to
whether or not
afterwards.
You know, they're only doing certain things at nighttime or whatever. So,
Well, they used to do that at night all the time because they used to, as some of you guys know, old guys, make the rate live for 2 hours at a time, 3 hours at a time. And they would do it when they knew people weren't looking at it, and they would run people in to do their exchanges then. So that's how they used to do it. I don't know right now. For the larger ones, they're just doing SKRs and said it'll be live when it happens. But for these smaller banks, they're actually doing cash transactions. So I don't know.
Good enough. Well, again, guys, appreciate your info. We hope this may well be the last call that you guys do of the pre-RV variety in 10 days from whenever all of this pops. We know that that's when you'll tell us. This is when we do the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project. Appreciate all the info.
All right.
And have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 281 area code, you're on.
Hello.
Good morning.
Greetings.
How are you doing?
I'm super fantastic. How are
and,
you?
I'm better. Better,
okay.
Mr. P, thank you for praying for me, Ms. Tish. And you all have answered our questions already.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray.
All right. How you
Hello
doing?
There. Greetings.
How you doing?
So we just waiting for the call, waiting for the tweet.
Ray,
okay.
You was a great DJ doing your heyday time.
What's that?
How do you know what he did during his heyday?
Because he'd be playing that music on open mic. He'd be jamming. That boy bad, man. I was a DJ myself. He bad. Your brother bad.
Oh,
you bad.
Well, thank you, sir.
he was a good DJ when he was in high school and when he went to college.
He was.
I don't know about now. Yeah, he was, man.
I don't know, he got all kind of repertoire when it comes to that music, man.
Right.
Y'all have a good day. We on our way out so we can pick up some more something else.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right. See y'all.
Thank
you.
Take care.
See you guys later. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. We have a system malfunction here. One moment. If I can get this next line open, we'll hear the next caller.
Let me see here.
I need to reset something and see if I can get the controls back. Locked up on me.
Okay.
Well, Tony, if you have a text question, if you want to take that while I try to get this, wrestle with this board.
So you should be suggesting that people should text me. Okay.
Well, I mean, they've been doing it anyway. I'm trying to get you to stop doing those. But.
All right, guys, let me see. I don't know. It said, what would the duration of time to leave it in the bank? 3 to 5 years? I don't know. That's something you're going to negotiate. They're going to ask you, do you want to do this or that? Or... So that's going to be up to you as individuals. But I'd leave it up there whatever or however long it takes to get that $2 because I explained to you, you come out ahead regardless. You're going to get 3 times more money. You're going to get all the money you would have got at 47 cents. And I don't care if you have $1 million, $10 million, or $100 million, you're going to get all that money. And then 3 times that is going to be sitting over there so you can be getting paid interest off on it, you know, monthly, if nothing else, and be getting another check in. So there is no better deal than that at the $2 as a contract rate. Now, again, that's with one offer that's going to be made at some banks. The other one is $8 out the door contract rate. Of course, I take the $10 million at $8 and try to get the next $10 million at $7 and the next $10 at $6, whatever you can negotiate. And you do that from there. But even if you could only get $2 million over the next 10, it's better than the 47 cents. So go for the long haul. Make your money. All right, anybody else? No questions? We'll just wait till Ray get caught up with us. Here we go.
Okay, I think we just made it. 214 area code. You're on. The line's open.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. This is JR in Dallas.
JR is back. How you doing?
I'm doing well after trying to get myself up off the floor after that news. But I guess they say in Texas it's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
I wonder why they only say that in Texas. Everybody else takes a poke in the eye. No, just
because we got so many sticks. Well, you know, I had a question before I heard the information, but the question I had, I was reading something this week that related to the military. The Pentagon had given their approval for the RV, and I'm assuming that related to some sort of security over in Iraq.
I don't know what it's related
about that?
To, because, yeah, I've heard it 100 times that the Pentagon approved and, you know, that Reno approved and that the elders approved and everybody approved, and it hasn't happened yet. So
yeah.
I don't know why we need the Pentagon's approval. The only approval we need is the U.S. Treasury.
Right. Well, I, you know, being the new guy, I've only been listening for a few months. I'd never heard anything about the Pentagon, and that kind of piqued my interest as to where was their involvement in this.
Well,
so
if they got
I don't have to worry about it, I guess.
Money like everybody else, but nobody is waiting around for the Pentagon to approve the RV. We way past
Very good.
All those miners in the process.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to develop some strategy here to how we're going to deal with the 10 million limit. But I thank you guys for the information. Y'all have a good rest of the week.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Let's see here. It's just going to take me a minute to pull up the next line. I'm having some serious technical challenges on this end. When I think one is overcome, a new one pops up. But give me a minute. That should get me back on track here. Okay. That was what, 4214.
It's okay. Let me answer this question while you're doing it. It's a good question, and I know a lot of people want to know. This guy just texted me this question. He said, Tony, we keep hearing about people doing exchanges. Why do you feel okay with that? I feel they would do as they did in the past, do the rich and important and family and stop. Okay, it's a good question. It's a fair question. Well, I'm okay with it for two reasons, I guess. One is I know who some of the people are, and you're absolutely right. They are government people. They are their family members. That's exactly who is going through right now. And I know that for a fact. They are. Now, I'm not saying every one of them, but a bunch of them are, because it is as it always has been. You know, not that the rich get richer, but it's not about what you know. It's about who you know. And that's a fact. I'm okay with it because somebody is still going through the process. Because as long as I know that people are getting paid, as long as I know where the locations are getting paid, as long as I know the amounts they're getting paid, and sometimes I tell you and the rates are getting paid, I know the system is still working and we're just waiting our time. But more importantly, I know who these people are, and I know They're not going to just give it to these people and not give it to us. So, again, we're still included. We're just waiting to be in the largest group. I know what's going on at these locations, what they're telling their people, that they're pushing it through, and they are just as frustrated as we are because they want the masses to come in, and they want to get it over just like we do. So that's why I'm okay with it. If they were trying to hide it, and they are hiding it from you and the general public, but, I mean, if they were trying to hide it from, and I could only say me or something, then that would be different. If they were doing it under top secret and we not knowing it, and then they just made it fade away, that would be different. But again, the fact that not only do I know about it, but other people know about it, makes me feel good that it's going to happen for us. That's why I don't see any way I'm reason to be upset. Because what I do know is they're not getting my money. They're getting their own. My money is still sitting there waiting for me. All right, Ray, what's next?
Okay, 406 area code. You are on.
Good morning and good afternoon, guys.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
My question, I'm kind of confused because sometimes the way you talk, we have to wait for things to settle down in Iraq. And then other times it sounds as though we can do it as soon as whoever has the power to push the button in the Treasury here will be going. So can you help me out with that?
I absolutely can. You said quit confusing me, huh? Okay. Here's the issue, what I try to tell you guys all the time. The banks to the one say, we don't care what's going on in Iraq. We don't care. Ain't got nothing to do with us. We're here. We're ready. We're processing. All we're waiting for is the Treasury to tell us go. And they're absolutely right. That's all they're waiting for is the Treasury. But the Treasury is the issue. So now, why is the Treasury not telling them to go? Because the Treasury is trying to make sure Iraq is going to be stable enough to sustain all this money they're about to give us. And I said before, the Treasury is not going to say go until they're absolutely sure that the dinar we're giving them is going to be worth something instead of worthless. That means Iraq is stable, has a stable economy, and CBI has changed the rate, has the ability to change the rate. Now, CBI says we're going to do it when we're stable. We're going to attempt to do it because we're going to put it in the system. It's going to go through until it gets to the U.S. Treasury, who has stopped it every time. But now the U.S. Treasury says, okay, all the rules and laws are in place. The money's there. You've met all the qualifications, except do you have a stable government? When the U.S. feels that government is stable enough, they're going to tell the Treasury to let it go, and we're all going to be happy. So while the banks can say what they want, we don't care what's happening in Iraq because they don't. They only care what the Treasury says. The Treasury does because the U.S. does. So we need to see them happy, growing, rules are in place, economy's ready to go for the Treasury to say yes. Can that happen today or tomorrow? Yes. If they come out, make their announcements, Tell the people they're ready. We're giving you all your reforms. We're ready to put the money in. We're ready to do everything else. And the Treasury said, that's what we've been waiting for. They want to go. Here's our issue right now. Sadar is putting out statements today that he doesn't want the U.S. involved in Iraqi affairs. He doesn't want us coming over there telling them what to do. Now, why is Sadar saying that? Because him and Mary went over to Iran, and Iran is saying, leave the government the way it is, because that's our guy. We don't want you to change it. We're trying to influence it. And the U.S. is once again saying, this is our opportunity to put our guy back in, Alawi. If we can just get the people to raise enough hell that they turn the government over. But can they do it fast enough? Can they do it in one day? I don't think so. So it's kind of a catch-22. That's what we're waiting to see. Is it worth it? Is what they're doing today, the announcements that they made, close enough that they're going to reshuffle the entire government and it's not going to be by party or by influence and we can get enough people in there to influence it? Because that may be what's happening today with the UN over there, Pompeo over there, U.S. troops, and they're making a new agreement today. Maybe enough to make it happen. So, yeah, we say nobody cares because the banks don't care. But the U.S. Treasury does. And even though they say everything's done, guys, we only know what we say, probably about 30% of what's really going on. Did that help you? Or
yeah,
I
understand that you don't know 100% of anything. Well, you've cleared things up for me quite a bit, and I thank you for that. And I also thank you for all that you've been doing for us forever. I haven't been able to donate, but once I get my money, you'll be getting a good piece. So anyway,
all right.
I'm glad that something is happening in Iraq going toward getting better. And we'll just wait patiently still, and we should get a badge of some sort for our being patient for all these years. myself, I've been waiting for almost 9 years, so.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Well, you have
all right.
A good day. And...
Okay.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. 310 area code. You are on.
Thanks, guys. I'm relatively new to this whole process, so I appreciate all the information you're giving out. I wanted to clarify, when you say the rupiah, is that the Indonesian rupiah?
It is.
Yes.
Okay. And when you were mentioning the limits on the contract rates, what happens when you have more than that amount? Will it go down to the screen rate at that point, or is that all open for negotiation?
I believe it's open for negotiation. Again, based on how much you have, how long you're willing to leave it there, things of that nature, what kind of interest rate. Always negotiate.
Okay. And question on the rupiah, is there a limit on that as well that you know of, or do you know what the contract rate is for that?
There is no contract rate for that.
Okay, so it's just the screen rate that you, the new screen rate you were talking about, the $1.86 or whatever it was.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, one other thing. How do you become a full member of TNT?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what a full member is.
Post RV, it'll be open back up for people who want to join. So it'll open then.
Okay, so it's all closed right now, so there's no way. Okay. All right, well, I do appreciate all your information. I am going through some of the previous calls, learning everything, learning more every time I listen, so I just appreciate all your help. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you, sir.
313 area code, you are on.
Hello, Ray. It's Cornbread. Can you hear me?
Oh, hey, sir. Yes, sir.
Good, good. I'm not having difficulty. It's this time I left my mic open instead of double muted. But
okay.
And how's it going, Tony?
I'm super fantastic, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm right there with you. Right there with you. Yeah, I just have one question because you answered all the rest of mine. And I have 10 grandkids that I wanted to take skiing this winter. I wanted to take them up in British Columbia to Whistler's Mountain in Blackcomb. And I just wanted to know, will I be able to do this winter, do you think? Because I surely can't afford it now.
Oh, you don't want to know if you'll be able to do it. You want to know if you'll be able to afford to do it. So that's different things. Because I'll tell you real quick, yeah, throw them in the car and go ahead up there. I don't care. It's all right.
it's not a car drive from where I am.
Okay.
Well,
I don't know if you'll be able to do it or not. I'm planning on it. I'm hoping for it. But unfortunately, as I told you guys over the last 12, 13 years, Tony doesn't control it. Tony can't make them make the decision or not. All I can do is give you the information, how we're getting it, and come to the best conclusions that we can. That's all we can do. Now, does it look like you'll be able to do it? From what I'm being told, yes. So let's hope so. Because, you know, I want to sign up and get on the rocket to the outer atmosphere, because not going to the moon. But I know the line is growing, and it's $200,000 a person. I can't do it until this happens, but that's what I want to do. Okay.
Well, the highest I need to go is that plane on its way to the West Coast.
Okay.
All right, thanks. And that was good info on that $8 for the dome. Sound
okay.
Real good. Okay, Cornbread out. You all have a blessed one.
Thank
all
you,
right,
sir.
Have a great day. All right.
610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's
hey,
G-Man NPA.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And it is another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us out here in the currency community. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. All
right. You're very welcome.
Okay, 951 area code, you are on.
Hello.
951-973.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah, we can barely hear you.
Oh, really? Okay. Let me see, try this. Is that any better?
Okay,
a little.
Go ahead, yep.
A little, huh? All right, let me try this then. Is this any better?
Oh,
yeah.
Big difference. You know, sound like you came inside.
Okay. Okay. I actually did, so. Hey, I just wanted to get a little bit of clarification on what Tony said in the beginning. And, you know, I understand we talked about the 47 cents and the $2 and all that, but then you also mentioned like an $8 contract for the dong. Is that some banks doing that, or all banks doing that, or what's going on with the $8? What's the $8 story?
It is two different banks with two different contract rates. One gave us that their bank was using a rate of $2, actually $2.21, and the other one said they are using a rate of $8 for up to $10 million. So depends
okay.
on where you go.
Okay. And that's one of the major banks?
It is.
Okay. All right. So we just need to shop around then, right?
Well, hopefully when the numbers come out, we start calling, the appointments are set, we will be able to give you that information.
Okay. Everything, and plus everything might be a little bit more, nothing set in stone, but everything might be set a little bit better, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
It should be transparency for everybody at that point.
Okay. All right, great. Well, that was my question. Thank you for everything you guys do. You guys are awesome, and I hope it's real close, man. So.
You and me both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you,
you
sir.
You and me and millions of other people, right?
That's right. Yep.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you,
sir.
Bye-bye.
303 area code. You are on.
Would that be me?
That would.
Yes.
Well, good day, Brothers Renfro. Good day.
Okay. Good day.
I got in here a little bit late, and on bended knee, I ask you to accept my apology. But now, we talked about a limit for the contract rate for the dong. Are we still at 28.50 for the dinar at 10 million?
That's what they gave us. I want to say yesterday, yes. 10 million at 28.50 for the dinar, 10 million for the dong at $8 is what we got from one bank. Now, I'll tell you guys, the guys at $2 said it's unlimited. They have no limit. Just so you know.
Are you thinking that, a question that we've already answered, and please apology, Do you think that we can negotiate this down from $8 to maybe slightly lower on any overage over $10 million, Don?
So, let's look at this. I'm at the bank, and I'm getting ready to do my deal. And I say, hey, man, I got $100 million here. What are you going to give me? He says, well, I can give you $8 for $10 million, and the next $90 million, we're going to have to talk about it. Well, what are we going to talk about?
Okay.
$7, $6, $5, what? Let me tell you this before you give me a number. Let me give you a number. I know right now I can go to this bank, and for this $90 million I have left, I can at least get $2.
Got
so
it.
Now we're talking somewhere between 2 and 8. What's your best number?
Gotcha. All right. And I guess I'm, you know, I'm an economist, and I would tell you that they're asking for all the stars in the universe to line up perfectly before everybody says, okay, it's time. You know, if somebody sneezes, oh, we got a reason why we have to delay this. I mean, what really needs to happen in order to have this thing run? I mean, I really believe that people in Iraq are never, ever, ever going to be happy with everything. And I just don't know how you come to grips and make a decision. Hey, let's go. They're reasonably calm and they're reasonably happy. What has to happen over there?
Okay, first we got to understand something, guys. The best negotiators in the world renegotiate at the last moment all the time to get more. And I've told you guys that over the years, right?
Right.
Even negotiating. All right. Now, Iraq has so far met every requirement that's been put before them that they physically can themselves. Changing the laws, changing the banking laws, changing the money smuggling laws, everything, changing their government, people in power. Iraq is not fighting for everything to be perfect because it never will. The U.S. is fighting for everything to be perfect the way they want it. Iran is fighting for everything to be perfect the way they want it. Iraq is just stuck in the middle. That's why they're constantly saying, get out of our country, get out of our business. That's why the Iraqi government is telling the U.S., the Iraqi, to get out of our business. That's why the Iraqi people are telling Iran, get out of our business. Because the two are going to each other. That's the two that have to be satisfied when enough is enough. The people are just being drugged through the mud because they're caught in the middle of it. Their government is just corrupt because that's the way they've been for the last 200 years. It's never going to be perfect. It's just, when is enough enough that we can make this change and still fight in the background without anybody seeing it? That's the 70% we don't know. What we see in public, they're right on the verge. What we don't see is every time there's an opportunity for the U.S. to make a change or Iran to make a change and cause it. Iran does not want the Iraqi government to RV the currency. Because if they do, they lose all their money. They're stealing it from the auctions. They're smuggling it across the board, everything else, because of the auctions and the people on the street selling it. The U.S. wants them to RV it when they do, because it stops Iran, but they want the right people in there and people who are going to be what? On the U.S. side. You know, they can let Iran win, like willing to do, and then work it in the background, and the people still eventually rise up and take over the government as long as the currency stays the same. So we're looking at always blaming it on Iraq citizens, guys, and I know some of them. aren't any different than me and you for the most part. They want jobs. They want money. They want food. They want clothes. And they want their kids to be successful. Now, their government leaders, on the other hand, are just as corrupt as our government leaders are. And trust me, they are corrupt. They're all doing things in the background that you have no clue is being done. And it's not necessarily to benefit us or them, but to benefit themselves, because that's how they operate. We just got to be wise enough to see it and hope that when we get in position, we can make some changes. So don't look at it like them and blame everything on them. Iraq has been nothing since Saddam Hussein is gone but suffer. The citizens, the people suffer through this change. You know, their parliament and prime minister and Maliki stealing, you know, $500 billion have done nothing but make all the money they want to make, and they want to keep it that way. So that's what has to change, but it's the hardest thing to change. Can they still do the RV without that? Yes. And that was determined during the Obama administration. We can leave them in there, but now we put laws in place that control it, where the UN can go in at any time, or we can go back in, because now they're breaking the laws. Before, there were no laws. We couldn't do anything. But now, as long as the laws are in place, we can go back in, re-sanction them, do them, take the economy down again if we want to. But I can't look at it and say Iraq this and Iraq that, and they won't get together. They're doing what they always do, and they will come to a solution. And they have tried to RV. This thing has been 10 years, at least 10 times. They've tried to revalue their currency, and the U.S. Treasury would not let them for their own reasons. Does that make sense?
It all makes sense. And yet I guess the final question behind that dissertation is, do they have to replace Mahdi for this to go ahead?
Will they have to do what?
Replace Mahdi. He's the current prime minister.
No, they don't have to replace him for this to go ahead. Right now, they just have to calm the citizens down and know that their government is being placed, that the way they vote is being changed, and the way they give their people positions, because that's what they want, and that's what the U.S. wants. You know why? Because if they just change that, change the way they assign their government positions, then during the next voting, Iran will be out, because now they're just like us. It's the most popular, it's a popular vote, because they're not going to have electoral votes. But the popular vote will decide, and the people will vote the Iranians out of government positions. So then it will be in the hands of the people. So they just get that part done. That's a big coup right there in itself.
Well, it just seems like there's a battle between government saying, well, if you stop the rioting, we will give you what you want in terms of reaffirmation. And then the people say, well, we will stop rioting and causing chaos if you give us what we want. So who has the leverage in that dynamic?
Okay, and that is right where we're at. That's where we've been for a month. Now, the people can say, we've heard all this before, because they have. No,
right.
It's the same thing you've been saying for the last 10 years. Give us time, give us time, give us time, and nothing happens. So last month they gave them what? 2 weeks to make changes, and nothing happened. And said, see, here we go again. So now they're saying, we're not going to stop until something happens. And
right.
That's supposed to be today. And that's why they got all that on TV saying, we changed this, we did this, we're going to make this effective immediately. And it's why the people are standing around waiting for some announcements to be made today. Because in the end, the people win. You know why? Because there's more people than there are government officials.
Exactly right.
Okay.
The government publication, and I'm sorry it escapes me, Did that have any mention today of any formal announcements?
Nothing in the Gazette today that I know of.
Yep, thank you. Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much. Again,
yes, sir.
We appreciate what you do. So have at it. And, Tony, use your influence. Bring this down.
Yeah, okay.
All right, sir.
All right, thanks. Thanks.
972, Eric. We'll get you in.
Danny in Dallas. Hello, Ray.
Danny in Dallas. Hey, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay. My buddy JR called ahead of me. We're kind of spinning our wheels here trying to figure out a strategy. But I know since you were able to get the powers to be to take that contract rate down from infinity to 10, that your influence is pretty strong, Ray. I know that you weren't for that.
You're right. I didn't think that was right and fair, so I did put in 2 cents on that effort.
Well, your 2 cents is more valuable than those billions that just went up in smoke. oh, my. But I know that there is an answer to this. I have gifting letters prepared all over the place for a number of different people this can help with. And fortunately, they're dated a good ways back, several years back. That takes a load off of me, I think. But my. Are there other strategies, obviously beyond what Tony has mentioned, that we might consider? Or does that challenge them when they're heard and then steps are taken to avoid that by the powers to be? What do you think?
I don't know. You still talking to Ray?
Well,
no, I thought that was for you.
Give me the answer. I'm nonpartisan here. I talk to Republicans and Democrats.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that is the same thing, I guess. Catch 22 on us giving out the information, because yes, they are listening, and we know in the past they have changed laws and rules just because some of the things that we said we were going to do. It's hard for them to kind of change this strategy, I think. Either they give it to us or they don't. And the best part is when it goes live, whatever it is, we will come up with another strategy. So because we will not be denied. That's what we won't be. So,
oh my.
I'm not going to worry about that too much. They can't control all of us. And here's the other thing that they know and that I know, unfortunately, that is true. And I hate it. I tell you guys in the past, when I used to do MLM and I'm standing in a room of 100 people or 1,000 people, or I'm in Vegas with 5,000 people, it didn't matter. I would tell everybody everything, even details, what I'm giving you guys right now. And I get up, and out of every 100 people, probably 2 people would only attempt to do it, which was a shame. Okay. And I'm saying now, I'm telling everybody exactly what you should be doing, questions you should be asking, strategies you should be using. And everybody on this phone is going to walk into the bank and say, give me my money, and turn around and walk out. I mean, the majority, that's what's going to happen. That's just how it is, unfortunately. But
well,
not that they didn't know or didn't have the opportunity, but they're going to be so excited that they forgot everything, they didn't listen, or they're going to be so scared that they don't want to challenge that guy sitting on the other side of the desk because, you know, he's the authority, something might go wrong, or they don't want to, whatever it is, people just aren't going to do it. Then they're going to go home and say, I wish I could have, should have, would have. I already know that. But I'm trying to convince as many of you as I can not to be that guy.
Well,
when the government came and said that 90% of the people who get this money will be broke in 2 years. We're trying to change that, doing everything we can to do it.
You say that very few attempt it. I think we have a majority of attempters that have hung on to this call for these many years. So if nothing else, we need to set that stage or that attitude of we want to attempt, and then we won't be the ones that are broken in a couple of years. So I'd say let's maybe we're just resolved that after this thing is triggered, then we start communicating failures and successes. Who knows?
That's right. And help each other to continue on. And that's who we're looking for, the ones who want to do it. That's who we're here to help. Okay? So
all
let's
right,
make a difference.
All right, good. Thank you much.
Right,
you got to go. See ya.
All right.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, let's wrap this one up.
Hold on. I am. Hold on. I'm going to wrap it up with this, though. Hold on.
All right.
Somebody got another question, guys. Guys, I want everybody to listen. He said, Tony, here's a brief question, even though it's a whole book, but okay. Realizing that there are certain people being allowed to exchange, as you declare, that's fine. However, if the Treasury, as an example, decides to approve us as currency holders to return the currencies held only for today's purchase price, what's to prevent this from happening? Let's face it. There are multiple people becoming instantaneous millionaires, which may not have the greatest intention towards mankind. What guarantees are there that the Treasury won't attempt to do such a thing, and all this puts things back to a normal state of control? Okay. So, obviously, this person wasn't here when We Are the People was created, because we went through that scenario. There were certain people in the government who were trying to exclude us or get us excluded from the process. We did letters to senators, to congressmen, to bank CEOs, to a whole bunch of people. We got their responses. We got copies. All of them. We had people in the system just like we do now. We actually had people in Washington, people in banks, people in government positions who were giving us the information, sending us copies of information, letting us know where transactions were taking place, letting us know where people were transferring money overseas to after they exchanged, letting us know rates that haven't even been published to you yet that we know of. So there's a lot of people, or as we want to call them, whistleblowers inside the system who have been prepared for years to help us should this become public, or should we have to make it public. But we went through that. I got the phone call. And they said, okay. And I've told you before, you've earned your place at the table. We're not going to do that. We're going to give you this much of the contract rate and make sure when it goes through. That was our agreement. So we have fought that fight. We have an agreement in place, and it is documented. And we have enough people, again, in the system who are involved in it, who are part of us. And, you know, they would call them whistleblowers. I call them American citizens who are willing to do the right thing to make sure that we stay a part of it and that our bargain is withheld. So that's why I don't like it when certain gurus tell you, let the man, the government do this, let the man, they do that. That's not our place. It's not our place to get involved in our government's business when, what, where, or how you're dealing with Iraq or any other way. That's government business. our business is to make sure when it happens, we're still part of it, because without us, it never would have happened. We drove the Iraq economy for years just buying, waiting for this to happen. So we have contributed our part. Educating people, we've contributed our part. And the banks are going to benefit from what we've done, all the people, the money, and everything else. So I'm never concerned about us not benefiting now. There was a time we were, but now it would be too public, too many people, too much information coming out to withstand it. And then we'd have riots in our streets if everybody knew what we knew and knew the people who've already taken advantage of it. So we're never concerned with that part. But we're here. The banks are truly ready to go, been ready to go, excited. We're waiting to see what happens today in Iraq. And hopefully this nightmare is over before the end of the week, much less the end of the month. But we'll know today, I guess, at some point. News articles are going to come out. We're going to get updates on TV. And we're going to see if the Iraqi citizens are satisfied with the results. Because that's the biggest obstacle we have to get over right now. All right? So with that, guys, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Let's wait and see what happens, when it happens, because we know it's going to happen. All right, Ray.
Okay, that's going to do it for us, ladies and gents, on this hump day Wednesday. If anything else pops out, we won't hesitate to contact you and make you aware of what the next bit of news is. So in the meantime, in between time, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven.
Yes,
I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe. Gonna get better. Gonna get better. Gonna get better for you.
Better for you.
I
Conference recording, press
Hello?
1.
To this return, is your
this
private banker.
No longer being
it's done.
Recorded.
It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
My layaway's expired.
My bills are overdue.
I need to buy some more dinar.
But which one should I choose?
You know, it could be at midnight.
Man, there's opium in the air.
A blast just hit the screen, guys.
Man, I think we're there. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
That's right, ladies and gents. We're just waiting for the call any day. And that's a wrap. We're out of here.